Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Swung on, hit in the air, left center field, long run into the gap. Rojas is calling. He will reach out, makes the catch up against the wall.
Yes.
And Johan Rojas has made his mark in this series.
Well, that was big. It's also the only thing he ever did, but it was big.
It was big. It really was big.
it was huge.
It was a big moment.
Kind of a big deal.
It was a very big deal. All right, hope you're having a good start to your Fridays. We get you ready for the weekend, get you ready for the Phillies and the Dodgers, get you ready for the Eagles and the Broncos. We'll get the NFL picks in a moment, drop of the week, this segment, some phone calls as well. Now, James, I want to tee up to tell us and tell the audience what you have on tap this October, because I know in past years, look, I'm not saying you deserve the Purple Heart. You do not.
No, far from
okay?
it.
Okay, but you do deserve more than an attaboy because you really crank it up in October with coverage here on WIP. Are you going to do the insane stay up for the post-game show, host the post-game show thing after these late-night games, and then still be up for the morning show?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. We're doing it again. We're going for it.
So are you rooting for a short Red October or a long Red October?
No, I'm rooting to be so tired at that parade. Like, I don't care if I can even keep my eyes open. It's worth it. Like, the run last year was short, obviously, but the year before when we went for a while, It was really the adrenaline that kept going when they were winning. Like, it is hard to keep pushing, but like they really lift you up. Like the town, The team, the city lifts you up. So look, I'm not. There are so many worse things I could be doing.
You're going to do awesome. Some pregame stuff also,
so,
right?
Yeah, so Fritz and I are going to be on the pregame 4 o'clock on Saturday leading into the game, and we will be doing pre and post from the stadium for every home game, and Fritz and I will be doing post game for every away game together. So it's go time, boys. Let's go.
Yeah. Yes. Good stuff, man. Look, here's what I'll say to everyone, and obviously, James, I'm happy that you do that, and I think it's a great credit to you that you step up like that. It's really something.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. I will say, and believe me, I don't say this in reference to us, because, you know, we kind of exist tired frequently because of the nature of waking up early.
No.
Games are late. And I don't dwell on it much on the air. I don't think people want to hear it, so I don't say it much. But I will say this. The whole town's about to be tired.
You're so right, dude.
You know, like, we all know. Because there's years it happens, ends fast, and then you're not that tired. Like, last year was 4 games. It wasn't really a thing. And listen, getting through the wild card round without having to be up, you know, hasn't been a thing yet. And even this round with some off days, more off days than usual, will make it a little easier. But we know if they make a run, the whole city drags. And it's a good drag, but you drag.
Joe, the most tired I ever was the Sixers when they went to the finals.
No one.
Because it was two straight seven-game series.
Yeah.
I remember looking at a friend of mine sitting at the carousel in Sea Isle in July, mid-July, and I went, I'm still tired.
right.
It was amazing.
Exactly. All right, let's get to our NFL picks. We do it every Friday in this segment during the fall. Let's crank it up. NFL picks week 5.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All right, last week, good job by both of us. So both of us went 2-1 for that. John is now 7-5 on the year. I am 5-7, still trying to crawl out of that hole from the earliest weeks, including that 0-3 to start the year. We'll move on the fast side. We want to get to a lot of calls this segment. But, John, your first pick, what do you got?
The Dolphins lost Tyreek Hill. Doesn't mean they're a better team, but they're playing the Panthers. That's... -1.5. I'm glad to sacrifice a point.
John,
and
I got
half to
the same game. Same game, same reasons. I mean, really. I It's not like the Dolphins are to be believed in, but come on, the freaking Panthers. They should kick him out of the NFL. Miami minus a point and a half.
They're real, real bad. The Lions are going to the Bengals, and they are giving 10.5 points. That is a massive line, but, man, you know, Joe Burrow is still not back, and the Bengals have been that bad. The Lions, meanwhile, they first week one, I was worried, holy cow, no Ben Johnson, what are they going to do? John Morton is not the same offensive coordinator. Forget that line of worry. They've been doing just fine, racking up the points. So I'll give 10.5 Lions at Bengals.
So I feel shaky on this one because Baltimore's defense is one of the worst in pro football, and they don't have the quarterback. But they're playing Houston. It's probably the last time I'll ride with Baltimore unless they prove it here. Baltimore plus 1.5. This is an overseas game to take care of Houston.
So you're going Ravens.
Yeah, Baltimore Ravens. That's correct.
All right, all right. I don't know. I had no idea what to make of
I'm
that.
I'm not going with the book, The Raven. Or is that a short story?
No, it's a short story.
A poem?
Edgar Allan Poe. Man.
The Raven, Nevermore. Edgar Allan Poe, yes.
All right, give me your third, John.
I'll take the Browns. The Browns are getting 3.5 in Dublin against the Vikings. That's Carson Wentz. This will be his third straight start. And the Browns' defensive line, just remember what Carson looks like when he gets pressure. That Browns' defensive line. Browns aren't a good team, but their defensive line is great.
And that Carson Wentz has nobody there.
Yeah, and Carson and the Browns are starting that rookie Roman Gabriel kid, and that'll give him a little spark. So
he's not actually Roman Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel.
I'm like, what is this, grandkid?
I thought it was like his kid or something.
Like, run with it.
I thought that guy looked good in the preseason game against the Eagles, honestly.
He's tiny. Yeah.
I think he'll give a little spark.
It looks like he's got a little something. I'm going to go with the
Browns plus 3.5.
I'm going to go with the Giants. They're at the Saints. Giants plus 1.5. Let's see what what's his name? Dart? Let's see what he's got.
Daxon? Dart? Dart?
What's his
Is
name?
It Dart?
Jackson
Dart. That's correct, yes.
The Giants
are
what?
Confused there.
We are getting an education in NFL names
today.
He
played well the other day. So
they're plus 3.5?
Played well enough, let's say. The Giants are plus 1.5.
Well, and let's hope the Saints tire him out in that game because the Eagles have a quick turnaround.
Bingo.
Yep.
Bingo.
That's my life.
Devin, you're not going to be on Flyers duty Thursday of next week, right? I know you do the Flyers game sometimes in arena. I mean,
No. I definitely will not be on Flyers duty, and sadly, also not Phillies. So I'll be in at MetLife for
James,
that one.
James, will the and I'm not taking a shot at the Flyers at all. I don't mean it that way. James, will the Flyers have 10,000 people in the arena for their first game? Well, is it a home game?
It's really bad timing. I actually don't know if it's a home game.
It's the worst timing.
Yeah, it's the worst. I think it is a home. I'm not sure, but I think so. But if it is a home game, Joe, I think more people will show up than you would think. You know what I mean?
Like the diehards.
The diehards. Like,
yeah,
opener. Yeah. People get tickets way ahead of time. You don't want to give up on that.
What's the date again? October 9th?
October 9th, yeah.
Yeah, no, Thursday. They're at the Panthers.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
Right, and by the way, there'll be plenty of Flyers fans at that game. Because they all live in Florida.
Yeah.
Good point.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's the same night the Eagles play the Giants, and the same night the Phillies and Dodgers will play game four, if there is a game four. Wild. All right, let's get to Seth right now in media. Seth, what's going on, bud?
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Seth.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'd like to start off this phone call by saying something a little different. I believe the Phillies are going to win the World Series. I have every reason to believe that. Been saying it since July. Joe, what do you think about the Dodgers?
I think they're a great baseball team.
It doesn't matter what you think, son. The Phillies are going to win the World Series. I've been saying it. Mark it. Phillies in four. Let's freaking go.
I wish I had used that on
Rock?
My teachers.
Was that The Rock? Was that his
Seth,
thing?
I should have used that on my teachers back in the day.
It doesn't matter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think?
It's really strong. You know, I like it. Good humor. Well done, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. I think the inter-squad game was a really big deal. I think having the fans there was a real treat for the players. And I think they did the right thing. You know,
yeah, except I found out Sosa's bald.
I still can't believe you didn't know this.
Like, so bizarre.
How often does he have his helmet or his hat off?
He takes his helmet off.
But no one's like, they don't usually show that on TV. Like, it's, I get it.
You know, no, I do think I maybe.
It can be a shock.
Everybody knows
him.
Everybody who's a Phillies fan.
Maybe he started shaving it a little closer more recently. Like, maybe he has changed it up in a noticeable way.
No, I think he's always I think he's always been bald.
Yeah, don't try to cover for him.
Why are we trying to help him here?
I don't know.
What are you doing, John?
I'm wondering if maybe there's a reason for this madness on Joe's behalf. Like, why does this strike him as unusual?
Normally, athletes who are fully bald aren't as good.
What about Zach Wheeler?
That's
why I said usually.
I don't. What do you mean fully bald?
Well, I mean, you know, bald man. Bald man's not really
Zach Bond.
Zach Bond might be because he's doing the Kojak thing. He's just a badass looking guy when he's bald.
He wouldn't be doing
the Kojak thing.
Listen,
the best athlete of all time who was bald
is Michael Jordan, without a doubt. So what are we doing here?
Yeah, but
is this conversation even about?
It's insane.
The greatest athlete of all time was bald.
Say it to Mark Messier's face.
He might have been by choice.
Charles
I don't
Barkley.
Know.
Kobe He's still Bryant. Bald. Whatever.
Still bald.
No. But there's a difference between I think I'll look like a badass
bald. How do you know if it's by choice? It probably wasn't.
But we know Jordan would have been just hair around the head. Like
By choice.
Correct. That's not by choice. And that's what Jordan was, and that's what Clyde Drexler was. I'm just saying I didn't know Sosa was bald. All right? Sue me.
Bald has nothing to do with athleticism.
Seth, give me an answer, buddy. Give me something red.
Hopefully your book, son.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Clever.
Thank you, sir.
Wordplay.
Nice.
That'll never win. So, seriously, you honestly thought baldness. You have a problem with Sosa being bald because it makes you think he's less.
Yeah, I have less confidence in him now that I know he's bald.
Holy cow.
Yeah, no, bald.
This is a
That's
real
a horrible
problem.
Thing
he's
to
a
say.
Bald. I can't believe you feel this way. Yeah. I do not endorse this
kinda,
line of thinking kinda, at all.
Kind of also joking around a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
All right, drop of the week. We have some fun every Friday. Near the end of the week, the funny, the poignant, the whatever. Let's crank it up with the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Shishesky. Shishesky
of the week.
Did it fall?
You know, it wouldn't be the most unusual thing you've ever thought.
Well, I will say this. To be clear, I'm only joking around a little. Drop of the week is presented by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Seltzer, what do we got?
All right, let's dive in, Joe. We started this week with you saying that famous phrase, put the toothpaste back in the what?
And a message like this doesn't usually make it easy to use the phrase Seltzer used yesterday to just put the toothpaste back in the toothpaste jar. You call it a jar? What do you call that thing?
In the tube. Toothpaste bag in the tube.
Yeah. Jar.
Didn't sound right.
When you dip it in and
come to my house.
I
got a little cup, a little top, a little jar.
Toothpaste jar.
That's so bad.
Have you ever used a jar with toothpaste in it?
Of course not. I made a mistake.
You made a mistake.
Good God.
And we will always play those mistakes on the radio. Let's keep it going. Speaking of mistakes, you made this noise.
You know, you have, and a lot of times you're playing, a lot of times with the lead, not always.
I like that one because then there's the sigh.
Yeah,
the, also.
At the end. Ears again.
You know, you have, and a lot of times you're playing, a lot of times with the lead.
Oh, I don't like it.
I don't know why that's good, but it sounds so gross, too.
Playing.
Oh, no.
Ew.
You don't know what bodily function
is
happening.
Can you imagine ever making a sound that elicits that reaction?
I would just like to announce I'm pleased that I'm in a different studio most times from you after hearing that.
That just sounds like something's coming out of some part of the body. I don't know what part, but something's coming out somewhere. Plain... That's horrendous.
Let's keep it going. I can't believe I'm going from that noise to Rob Thompson, but that's what I'm doing. A bit of an extended cut, but Joe, a nice lead-in to end the call with Rob about what we want to see from the Phillies, and then Topper, of course, has a funny line at the end.
The town has never had, in all these seasons, all the years of all the teams, has never had two titles in the same year. So as we close this interview down, I just want to say on behalf of me, our show, and our station, we wish you the absolute best of luck. We would love to see another parade. The Eagles obviously did it in February. We would love to see you guys do it. And it could be not only historic for your franchise, but for the entire city if two teams can win in the same calendar year. And we absolutely wish you, Rob, the very best of luck. I hope it's a fun and exhilarating month for you. And very, very good luck to you and your whole squad.
Well, I really appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on. And I would really like to see four parades this year.
So that would be something.
You know what that reminded me of? My horrible sign-off with Sirianni before the freaking Super Bowl. I mean, I didn't know
what
how
did
to
say.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know what to say.
I didn't know.
Like,
I mean,
I thought
that was really good. I
appreciate
good job.
It. It was nice. It was just a little long winded.
You started long talking.
You know, I did.
A long talk to quote Hugh Douglas there.
By the way, Seltzer, I'm hoping you got Jaws' voice cracking here. Are you going to do Jaws dirty with the voice crack?
I didn't hear Jaws' voice crack.
Wait, was it in the clip that you played earlier?
I didn't hear it.
I don't
it.
Think so.
Because I thought I heard something, and I was like, oh,
I didn't hear it.
It.
I totally missed Jaws' voice crack.
Why do you remember this so specifically?
I just remember he had a voice crack, and I'm wondering, am I the only one that gets done dirty
Lewis
with voice cracks?
Maybe in the next few minutes we'll find it. We'll see. But I do have John lamenting being old and making a weird noise.
It was 1971.
Yes, that's
a long time ago.
54 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
All right.
Oh, no.
Let's give you the Twitter poll question
oldness.
Of the day.
Oldness.
Oldness? What the heck? Correct. Twitter poll.
Oh,
that sounded old. That sounded like an old. That was oldness vocalized.
That's pretty wild. Good. Pretty good. Now, Richie, this was hilarious. Richie, a really funny line is Ruben Amaro's talking about Lenny Dykstra. Now, Lenny was a primetime player, so to speak. Here's what happened.
But when the team was really good, he was spectacular. When the team was bad, it was hard for a guy like Lenny because he believed in the juice. The juice is what made him the best player. And so...
the steroids.
It's hard to... not that juice.
Oh, John!
Wow.
Dude, that was such a perfect line. I, listening back, too, like, Ruben, how does he not notice it as he's saying it? It's so obvious when you listen.
Because we all know it.
We all looked around and was like, who's going to say it?
Exactly. Yeah.
That was really good.
That was really good. All right, keeping it rolling. Richie, again, funny line. We were talking about... Joe, how your cousin came down to watch a game with you and was a little put off at how intense you were this hour.
So I had a cousin from Boston down who's not a huge sports fan, and I don't see her much at all. And I think she thought I was a lunatic because she happened to be the one day she was in town and staying with us, staying with my mom and me, was game six of '93 versus the Braves, and I think she thought I was literally insane.
But she still fell in love with you.
Is that the one you took to prom?
Yeah, still went to your prom. What a miracle. Nicely done, John. That was really good, John. And ironically, that was very good. Ironically, our caller Dan in Philly is the next entrant in Drop of the Week, who is the one who always brings that up. Funny line here. You wanted to move on.
Playoffs was my sophomore year. Earlier in the regular season was my freshman year.
So what, your cousin came down for your
enough! In my sop hop, yeah.
Was that, was
that homecoming?
Dan, can I ask you a question?
No, we got to move on.
That's a good...
He was taking Joe to camera notes.
We got to move on. Got to keep it rolling.
There were so many callers out there who were like, yeah, he did that to me too. Get him.
Totally.
It's great.
That was so
good. Let's keep it rolling.
He owned me in that call.
He did. Speaking of callers, our caller Kenny put together a really nice Phillies poem. Here's where it was.
To the Phillies, I want you to feel the weight of the situation you're about to walk into, but not carry it.
accept the fact that defeat is not an option to be tarried with, stay loose, keep the juice, and to not always swing for the roof. Put the ball in play, keep the Dodgers at bay, handily send them back to L.A. And when we win, celebrate the day. If you lose, push the disappointment away. But most of all, the last thing to say is remember why this is the game you play.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good work from Kenny there.
Strong.
Nice internal rhyme.
Yeah, he did a good job.
All right, three.
Except for that thing about if we lose, push the pain away.
Yeah.
At the end of the series, it'll linger for freaking years.
Yeah, definitely not.
Okay.
All right, Joe, speaking of uniform, we now have the answer. But yesterday you had not given us an answer, and you asked Jason Kelce if you should wear the uniform or maybe a variation of it, and this happened.
Well, the flip side is they did have some runs. I mean, the first 2 years, they were...
They overachieved.
It was more than they did... Previous years.
Yeah, what was different about last year was the first couple of years they overachieved as a ball club. It felt like than the expectations going into the season. Last year, obviously, was the opposite of that. So, yeah, I mean, is there a way you can do it a little bit different?
I could wear half of it.
I mean, listen, if you don't wear a bottom in here, I'm not coming in.
Me either, Jason.
That was really good.
Really good.
That was really good.
All right, two more. We had a Freudian slip, Joe. It was you. Uh-oh. You were talking to Coach Harris on the phone. Josh Allen comes up. This happened. Harris,
look around the league at the other quarterbacks. Who's doing it consistently?
Well,
Name me one.
Well, I'd have to look at – I don't watch no – I haven't watched
is.
All
no
these games.
No one is. It's really difficult because defenses –
Josh Harris is very consistent. Josh Harris.
Oh, my God.
Josh Allen is consistent.
Horrible. He actually is consistently a bad owner. Josh Harris is a consistently bad owner.
All right, last one. We heard it earlier today, but when Justin in Tennessee gave his red answer, it was too good not to play again.
It's going to be red, boys. Guess what's going to be red, boys and girls? Their ass when we beat it from Dillard.
I love it. Well done, Justin.
Freaking awesome.
Nice.
This could go about seven different ways. What do we vote for?
I mean, the noise you made definitely got the most laughs.
I
kind of love, well, yeah, the noise. Justin from Tennessee's like,
I like that one too.
I love the guy telling you to keep, he's got to keep it moving.
I like that one too. That's
classic. I thought that was great too.
That's really good too.
No, we
really are all over the place.
Want to give it to caller Dan?
I think Dan might,
I mean, he's a loser, so it'd be good for him to get a win. Yeah, let's give Dan a win in life.
Dan deserves the win.
All right, you freaking loser.
And
you
not
finally
because
won one.
He's a, quote, loser.
All right, Dan.
He's a winner.
No, I love Dan as a caller. Dan, congratulations. You have probably, for the first time, one
really
drop
funny.
Of the week.
Stairs rips one into the night, deep into right, way out of here. And Philadelphia gets a pinch hit, two-run shot. And the Phillies lead 7-5 in the eighth.
That was so big. Oh, it was so big. Game 4 of 08 out there in L.A. It is fun to have the Phillies and the Dodgers do their thing again because it's happened a lot. You know, I referenced the playoffs yesterday, and I said 50, and I should amend that because, of course, it was not a playoff game.
Yeah, it was a win the pennant game.
Yes. They played at the very end of the season. Winner was going to make the World Series. Loser was going to be done. And, of course, the Phillies won with – you know, probably the best Phillies moment of the first 75 years of their existence.
Sisler.
Dick Sisler hit a home run. So Phillies Dodgers did it in 50. They did it in 77 and 78. They did it in 83. Phillies, of course, got on the right side of that one. And then more recently with the 08 and 09 Phillies against the Dodgers. That was the Joe Torre-led Dodgers group back then. All right, let's get to the Gattadore window to the weekend. Is that... rivalry gets renewed and certainly
Joe Torre led Dodgers sounds strange to me.
I know.
I
agree with you.
That does not compute necessarily. I'm, you know, sort of a neophyte.
No, I get it. No, he had
that
a run.
That makes no sense.
He had a run out there for, I don't know, 5 years or so. And Manny Ramirez was their star player, which was also bizarre.
That's just
so, yeah, remember the run he went on heading into the playoffs that year? He was like as hot as any player has ever been.
Ever.
No, wow.
Yeah, like it was...
The best thing for a mercurial player ever is Manny being Manny.
That's right.
It's Manny being
That's
Manny.
That's right. All right, so they got a door and window into the weekend. Buy a window or door and get the second and half off with 18-month interest-free financing. Call Gotta Door and Window. Call them today, 1-877-GO-GOTTA, or visit GOGUIDA.com. Pretty obvious what's up on tap this weekend. Phillies and Dodgers Saturday. Of course, as you know, a lot of college football on Saturday. Eagles and Broncos on Sunday. A lot of pro football on Sunday. That's what's on tap this weekend. From Borgata today, let's talk to Dan right now in Philadelphia. Dan, despite me calling you a loser last segment, I care about you. Good morning.
Yeah, that hurt my feelings. How do you call somebody who just won something a loser?
I don't know.
Well, I win beat the hammer all the time, and you think I'm a loser.
Very wrong.
I think you're excellent at that, Joe. I don't know where this hostility is coming from.
All right, enough with the humble hammer, me versus Fritz routine. All right, enough.
I don't have a lot to say today. My time's limited. I just wanted to call and say go Phils, go Birds, and I think I have the winning answer.
What is it?
Judy's prom dress.
Oh, for the love of God. Are you done, Dan?
Oh, yeah, he hung up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Wow,
we have some news.
What?
We know who will be throwing out the first pitch tonight, or tomorrow night, excuse me, for game one.
I'm surprised. That doesn't normally get out.
Agree. It doesn't.
All right, let's take some
Miles
guesses.
Miles Teller?
So, James, I just have one question to lead us in a direction.
Sure.
From sports or not from sports?
Sports.
Okay. John? Okay.
No.
Is it Zach Wheeler?
And Rhea knows for what it's worth. Rhea and I both know.
All right, so Rhea's out of this. Oh, all right, man. So from sports. Let's see. The Eagles play home. I will say it's Jalen Hurts.
Not correct.
It's not AJ Brown.
Yeah, that would be funny, right?
Cooper DeJean.
No. It is not an Eagle.
I don't think they do an Eagle.
Your turn, Devin.
I said Zach Wheeler.
Oh, James?
It's not Zach Wheeler, no.
I'd say one more round of this. So from sports, not an Eagle, probably a Philly. I will say they go right to Cole Hamels.
No.
Okay. We got you, John and Devin. Last cracks.
Ooh. Current sports, old sports.
Wait, I didn't get that hint. Take a freaking guess.
Ryan Howard.
Jason Kelsey.
Mike Schmidt. Okay. Will be out the first pitch.
Right to the greatest Phil. All right.
I got to give a hat tip to Jeff Kerr from CBS Sports. That's where I saw it, but then I went on and it's going everywhere.
I got a problem with that.
Why?
I got a problem with that.
Why?
And Schmitty, if you're listening, sir, I mean this as a compliment, not a criticism.
Oh, God.
That tells me the Phillies brass thinks they might not beat the Dodgers because normally you save Schmitty for the World Series. Just putting that out there.
I don't know.
You're a horrible human being.
Mike Schmidt is up saving him for the World Series. They put him out game one. That might be doomsday.
No, you're saving Cole Hamels.
You're saving Zach
Series.
Wheeler for the World Series. That's for sure. I mean, there is no more melt the building down person than Zach Wheeler.
Well, there is, but that's okay.
Who? With this specific moment right now, I honestly don't think there is a single human alive.
Wheeler's not a melted.
I don't think there is a human alive. No, I'm not kidding when I say this. I do not think there is one person alive who would get a bigger pop in that building this October than Zach Wheeler.
You might be right.
I disagree with that.
I want you to tell me the name of
him.
Yeah,
give me another one.
Bryce Harper could get injured this October, then it could be him.
When that happens, they will come at you.
I think there's someone more than Zach Wheeler. That's what I'm telling you.
There isn't.
And I love Zach Wheeler. I absolutely love him.
No, clearly you do. It's coming through.
You don't have an answer. You're saying there's no way. Give us an answer. Who?
I got to think about it. In the meantime, I'm going to talk to John in Allentown. What's going on, John?
What's going on, man? Good thing I had a 3-hour ride ahead of me. Whew.
Well, listen to the midday show, my man. They're going to have a heck of a show coming up.
All right. I'll be out of the truck by then, so I'll listen to you guys and end it here. I don't have. I just want to let you guys know I don't have a lot of good feelings about the playoffs for the Phillies.
Wow.
And I don't have too many good feelings about the Eagles because I don't trust anything on this team.
You don't trust anything on either team? Maybe this sounds like a you thing.
No, I trust the defense on the Eagles. I don't trust the offense at all enough to win that game on Sunday.
Fair.
The only thing I trust on the Phillies is the closer. And if you don't get to him with a lead, it doesn't matter. I don't trust the lineup because they've never made me trust them. I don't trust the relievers because at any time, these relievers during the season, every one of them have imploded.
Wow, so, they got their work cut out, it sounds like.
Convincing. I don't have a lot of faith. I mean, after the last 3 years,
John, here's what I'll say to you, my man. What you're expressing is a call we got with frequency from January through July.
Yeah.
And then that type of call dissipated as they surged and, you know, Bader well, and, you know.
But now I guess and, those feelings
if you
are coming back.
John,
but I, well,
John,
we'll see.
Show, you would have heard me.
No, I believe you. Listen, John, I understand. I think you're going too far, but I mm-hmm. understand your trepidation. They have proven in the past to not get it done, and that's a scary
yeah,
thing.
Do you feel like you're stepping up your worry the closer we get? Because it's,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah, because you think it's about to end.
Something
I gotcha.
That we and, can fairly no, evaluate. These no, teams are good. They're, yeah. They belong.
All right, John, I need an answer. Something red, buddy. John, give me something
can
red.
I tell you, okay, can I tell you one thing real quick?
Mm-hmm.
My biggest problem with the Phillies lineup is they've never protected Bryce Harper, so he can't yeah. be the Bryce Harper he's able to be. That's
I,
my
agree,
biggest
I agree with you.
A little worried
so
about
my,
that.
My
also.
Red my red is Big Red.
Oh,
Andy Reid.
Wow,
Andy
nice
Reid.
Answer.
That's a shame. If the
really
vote gets
answer.
To me, it'll probably be a no.
No, I know it would be. Better Big Red, Andy Reid, or Secretariat?
Mm.
Secretariat.
Oh, Secretariat.
Why would
be.
I pick a horse?
Better Big Red, Andy Reid, or the gum?
I don't care about
yeah, about that.
It's right. The greatest horse ever.
Yeah, greatest
I don't care.
Horse of all time.
It's a horse.
Well, it's the greatest horse.
I'm By not going to argue
Andy,
with you.
Andy Reid held
horse.
My son.
All right. Well,
okay,
there you go.
Sure. So personally, you can say Andy.
All That's right. Fine. Let's get to the Twitter poll question brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. What's the Armand difference? It's simple. Armand's people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArmandChevy.com. Poll question, who's going to win the Phillies-Dodgers series? 78% say the Dodgers. Now, let's get on the more interesting question.
Phillies. That's 78% awful. Said the Phillies.
I mean, I'm sorry.
He just
the,
read it wrong.
I said it wrong.
Oh,
I said the Phillies.
Sorry,
sorry.
How do you
sorry.
Leave that,
sorry.
That
yeah,
wrong?
Sorry.
Dude.
Right. Did you hear what you said after you said it?
I'm still flummoxed by the last guy. The guy's existing in mech. All right, enough, buddy. Things have gotten better.
Yeah.
All right. Next poll question. This
it
one
was inordinately negative.
Yep. Next poll question. Who do you trust more for the playoffs? Let's all take one more crack again with who we lay out. John, the bats or the bullpen, you trust which more?
The bullpen, I guess.
Devin?
The bats.
1-1. Rhea?
Bats.
Seltzer?
Bats.
So 3-1. I would trust the bullpen more. So we're 3-2 here. I think it's a tight one. John, how do you think people voted? Bats they trust more or bullpen?
I guess bats will go 60%.
Pretty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Much 57% for the bats.
It's really matched up with us.
It did. That's
yeah.
So, well, I guess
it's a tough one, man. I struggle with that one quite a bit, but I lean bullpen. I don't love Bohm.
We got
four.
Duran in there.
I don't love Marsh five.
I believe.
I got some issues there. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Sports Lounge, your home field advantage from Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity. Imagine that. Let's hit it with Tom's here.
Hey, Joe. It's your Phillies costume. I just wanted to thank you. You've made me the happiest Phillies costume on the face of the earth. This is the best news I've had. The best news I've had in a long time. I'll no longer have to be on your filthy body walking around embarrassed. Thank you.
I love the pauses to, like, sniffle. That was really
I
committed.
Love,
filthy
I love the fact
body.
That the costume is self-declaring yes. the name, the costume.
All right, let me tell you something, costume. I did not declare you retired for good.
Uh-oh.
All right? So just watch your lip, all right? Let me Whoa. Say that.
I'm not scared of the Dodgers. I certainly respect them, and they should also respect us. Two evenly matched teams, in my opinion. Their lineup is a little deeper, but our pitching is deeper. But there's no place like CBB for a home field advantage in all sports. Don't swing out of the zone and we'll win the World Series.
Yeah, listen, I think that last point's a really important one. That was a killer last year.
Our pitching But
I do want to say this. I will likely give the Phillies more leeway if they struggle offensively against this staff, the L.A. Dodgers, than last year the Mets. I mean, we do have to acknowledge this, guys. If the Phillies only score two or three runs in this game, it doesn't mean they're bums. Like, sometimes the other team just beats you. I thought last October the Phillies beat themselves. This one could be different. The Phillies could play a good brand of baseball and still lose because the Dodgers are a great team. I just want to put that out there.
This Philly team is going to have to work that pitch count. We can hit 1 through 9. We have hitters. Hey, look, the Dodgers are a great team, but all in all, we have better hitters. This is the last hurrah. They can go out and walk together as champions, or they can look back on it and say, man, we had a great team all those years and we never won one.
It's not the last hurrah. I can guarantee it's not the last hurrah, but it will be for certain players, but not for the team at large.
This is
going to look really hurrah-y.
This is for all the people who checked out for the regular season, said, wake me up when October comes. I don't want to see you coming out now scared because it's the Dodgers. We got a chance to go to the World Series, and we don't need that negative energy coming out. So go back to your holes if you were saying, wake me up when October comes, and now you're scared because the Dodgers. This is Red October. Let's go, Philly!
I'm with you, man.
It is pretty crazy that the Red October thing got so accelerated. It's kind of like Jalen getting accelerated in the second half, the clock in his head against the Buccaneers. We, as fans, have had our emotional preparation accelerated because we're playing the best team that we could possibly play in all of baseball, aside from us, first.
And it's here. And it starts tomorrow.
It's
and with
crazy.
That, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's talk to Matt right now. He's calling from Ridley. What's going on, Matt?
Yo, boys.
Hi, Matt.
How you been, buddy?
Joe, I'm very sorry, but I have no faith in you. You said the Dodgers, and then you said Bryce Harper was going to get hurt. What's wrong with you?
I didn't say get hurt. I just said I think there could
you
be
said
a better.
If he got hurt, come on, Joe. Are you a Phillies fan or not?
I am.
Joe, come on, dude. You can't go down this road. Not in October. Not you got the playoffs around the corner. You
hey, Matt, I
the road of self doubt. The road of team doubt.
Matt,
why are you traipsing down this direction,
official
Joe?
Prediction: Phillies in 5. So put that in your freaking pipe and smoke it.
Well, that's better.
In my freaking pipe and smoke it. Okay, yeah. Joe.
And listen, if you knew baseball history, you know that comes from Hal McCray, but you don't know that because you don't know baseball history. That's all right.
How do you know?
Okay.
I think you know baseball history. Listen, I bet.
I met Jimmy Hal McCray once.
Jimmy and I agreed. No shots today. I'm not going to take shots at you, though. But
good
if you
work.
Want to take a shot at me, it's okay.
He did.
I'm so amped up for this Phillies season, this postseason. If I could do an Eagles chant for the Phillies, I would. That's how good I feel about our chances to win the World Series. So put that in your pipe and smoke.
That's sweet.
You got it.
Oh,
all right,
you.
Matt, I need an answer from you, pal. Give me something red or someone red.
Taylor Swift's lipstick.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
How about
not
that?
Someone else's lipstick? I'm confused.
Could have also done Taylor Swift's album.
Hers is very red.
Yeah, she goes very red.
Okay.
Yeah she does go very
These
red.
These dogs
she's
are amazing.
No, oh, my
Hello,
God, look
pups.
At them.
Hello, giant, wrinkly pups.
They French bulldogs? There was
no,
some,
British,
I don't want to say breaking,
English
but
bulldogs.
Relative Eagles news. N'Kobe Dean posted that he will not be activated this Sunday. So
doesn't surprise me. I thought it would take a little bit more time.
It's surprising he broke that, but you know.
He's getting close, though, obviously. I mean, he wouldn't be practicing right now if he wasn't getting close.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, that makes
hopefully
sense.
Hopefully soon, though.
Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning. Yo, Ed. All right, Ed not there. We go
Silent
to Rick.
Ed.
Rick is calling from Easton. Good morning, Rick.
Seltzer, we need one of those 1980 games in Houston. Biggest, one of my most greatest memories. You realize October 11th, October 12th in 1980, Phillies beat the Astros 5-3 on their way to their first World Series, and the same weekend, Eagles beat the Saints 34-27 on their way to a 12-4 season and their first Super Bowl. Very meaningful October 11th and 12th.
By the way, you mentioned Kersel and Bonds and earlier in the show. Boy, two great players that really did not show up in October, if you look at their careers.
Until the end with Bonds.
Bonds in 02 was amazing.
Yeah, he had it at the end with the Giants, but he had years with both the Pirates and Giants where he did not play well. Many.
Two pet peeves of mine, I don't know how you all feel about this. Going to Plymouth White Marsh in Westchester, by the way, Bloomsburg sucked. We used to play them for a practice game, just a little jag for Jack. But, you know, we were drilled fundamentals. Two things I saw in the Chicago Cubs-Detroit Tigers series that I see the Phillies do once in a while, and it really bothers me. First of all, when you steal second base or you cross home plate and your hand crosses and you're safe at the base, and then your knee hits the base after that, but you come off the bag for a split millisecond. That was not the intention of replay. If you hold your glove on the player, he's going to be out.
That's baseball, man.
Hold the bag.
That's baseball forever.
Are you kidding me?
That was not the intent. That was not the intent.
It's the intent of safe route. Forget how it relates to replay. The reality is it is the runner's responsibility to hold the bag. Period.
That's a debate for a different day.
Yes, it is. A never day.
I think we debated it and we're done.
Yeah.
A never day.
The other thing that bothers me is when
better
you have
be
a
good.
Player coming, when you have a runner coming to home or coming to second base, get the ball and put the glove on the bag so they slide into the bag. They go after these legs and they try to tag the runner. Just put the glove on the bag, on the plate, and that's how you get your runners out.
Rick, I got to tell you, for the let's get pumped up for Red October thing, this is about the most nitty-gritty baseball call I've ever heard that has nothing to do with getting anyone pumped up.
So I think they're going to split home and away, and I'm going to Game 5, and if it goes to Game 5, it means they didn't get embarrassed in the first three or four games. I think it goes 5 in the Phillies.
All right, Rick, give me an answer, pal. Something red. We're going to turn to right now. Something red. What do you got?
Lady in red.
Oh, the song. Sure. Yeah, it's a good song
Chris
right there.
The bird.
We're turning too fast. Ed in Phoenixville. Oop. Ed, give me something red.
The red and Roy G. Biv, colors of the rainbow.
All right, you got it, my man. We got to come up with a winning answer here. So we've got NFL red zone. We've got big red Andy Reid. We've got the lady in red. We've got the Broncos red ass after the Eagles.
I like that one, right? It's got to be
Justin. It's the red ass.
We got the little red riding hood, the red wagon.
Big red Andy Reid is pretty good.
No chance, John.
He's not going to win. Red wine is good. James, what do you think?
Justin Tennessee is my winner.
Has to be.
Broncos red ass. Yeah. I wish he had said the Dodgers.
I agree, but the delivery sold it for me.
But he was saying it in response to that idiot Broncos call.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
All right. Well, look, I think it's a good call. Justin, congratulations with the Broncos red ass. Go Birds! Go Phils!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.